welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, April 1st. You'll be interested to know, today's April Fool's. So don't get caught off guard. This tradition may have its origins in the medieval Feast of Fools, once held on January 1st. Enjoy the fun, as this day encourages humor and creativity, fostering laughter and camaraderie among friends and family. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking choppy this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 4 to 5 feet throughout the morning, providing challenging conditions. Expect the winds to remain onshore at 16 to 22 mile per hour, creating some bumps as the day progresses. As the afternoon approaches, conditions may shift slightly with a potential for larger sets. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 0-foot low tide, when the west-northwest swell is 6.5 feet at 7 seconds, and the onshore wind is 17 mile per hour. The first low tide Tuesday will be -1 foot at 6:15 a.m., with a 3.5-foot high tide at 12:30. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday through Friday will experience choppy conditions, primarily driven by strong winds. Wednesday sees 27 mile per hour onshore winds, significantly impacting surf quality. By Thursday, winds decrease to 10 to 15 mile per hour, but remain choppy throughout. Friday starts off clean with light winds under 5 mile per hour, but conditions turn choppy again in the afternoon with west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 mile per hour, maintaining lower wave heights. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 52 degrees, with 24 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:11, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:35. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day, with a high near 61, and a brisk northwest wind blowing at 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 30. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies, a slight chance of rain, and a low around 51, with winds continuing at 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 35. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, with a high near 60. A slight chance of rain showers develops Wednesday night. Thursday brings mostly cloudy skies and a chance of rain before 5 p.m. Friday is looking mostly sunny again, warming up to 64. Saturday should be sunny with a high near 67. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows around 50. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, drivers for Uber and Lyft rallied at 3 California city halls, highlighting a significant lawsuit over wage theft claims potentially worth billions of dollars. As negotiations for a settlement are underway, the lawsuit seeks back pay and damages for drivers who worked from 2016 to 2020, prior to a ballot initiative that classified them as independent contractors. Nicole Moore, president of Rideshare Drivers United, emphasizes the need for accountability, stating that the companies have not complied with Assembly Bill 5. The lawsuit could affect approximately 250,000 drivers, with estimates of owed wages reaching at least $1.3 billion. Now on to sports. In a significant blow for the Atlanta Braves, outfielder Jurickson Profar has received an 80-game suspension from Major League Baseball after testing positive for a performance-enhancing drug. The 32-year-old left fielder had only played 4 games this season before the announcement. Profar's suspension comes after an impressive 2024 season, where he hit 24 home runs and earned a Silver Slugger Award. The Braves, already struggling without their star player, Ronald Acuña Jr., will likely turn to Alex Verdugo to fill the gap in left field as they face a tough start to the season. In local sports, last night at Petco Park, the Padres dominated the Guardians 7-2. Key moments included Sheets doubling in the second, with Merrill and Cronenworth scoring, and Hayward's sacrifice fly bringing home Bogarts. Junis sealed the win, pitching 5 innings with 7 strikeouts. Ortiz took the loss for Cleveland. The Friars, now unbeaten at 5-0, showcased their strong offense and solid pitching, continuing their perfect start in America's finest city. Tonight, the Friars, unbeaten at 5-0, take on the Guardians at Petco at 6:40. Michael King faces Logan Allen. Last night, the Lakers defeated the Rockets 104-98 at the Crypto.com Arena. Luka Doncic led the team with 20 points and 9 assists. The Lakers shot 39.3% from the field, while Houston struggled with 44%. The Lakers' record now stands at 45-29, maintaining their position in first place. Tonight, the Lakers face the Golden State Warriors, who are 43-31, at the Crypto.com Arena. Tip-off is at 7. Tonight, the Kings at 41-23-9 face the formidable Jets in the City of Angels. Adrian Kempe, shining with 31 goals and 39 points, leads LA, who are slight underdogs by 1.5. In top news, yesterday, SpaceX successfully launched its 6th private astronaut flight, called Fram-2, led by crypto entrepreneur Chan Wang. The mission aims to orbit Earth from pole to pole, a path previously untraveled by humans. The crew, including a virtual reality director, a robotics researcher, and an adventurer, embarked from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. They will conduct 22 research experiments on the effects of spaceflight on the human body during their 3-to-5-day journey. This mission underscores SpaceX's dominance in private spaceflight, with growing interest from wealthy tourists and government entities alike. In business news, TikTok Shop, despite being a latecomer, is quickly gaining ground in the social shopping arena. Launched in the United States in 2023, it has attracted 47 million shoppers who spend an average of $32 million daily, according to Capital One Shopping. This platform combines low prices like Temu with in-app shopping, keeping users engaged without redirecting them. Experts highlight the innovative shoppertainment concept, where influencers like Lexi Rosenstein thrive. However, TikTok Shop faces uncertainty due to a recent law requiring its parent company to sell U.S. operations by April 5, 2024, or face a ban. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% to just over $83,000. Ethereum is up 2% to just over $1,800. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 0.5% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The Zelle app will disappear on Tuesday, but there are still plenty of ways to send money digitally. This change only affects the standalone app. You can continue to use Zelle through your bank's mobile app or website. Zelle has seen a decline in standalone usage, with over 2,200 financial institutions now offering the service. Other options for digital payments include Venmo, PayPal, Apple Wallet, Revolut, and Cash App. Always take precautions, as these services can attract scammers. Only send money to those you know and trust, and be wary of urgent messages or too-good-to-be-true offers. Entertainment news. While E-Coyote is heading to court as Coyote-verse Acme finally reaches theaters, the film, which explores the cartoon character's legal battle against the Acme Corporation, was initially shelved by Warner Brothers in 2023. However, backlash led to its acquisition for global distribution by Ketchup Entertainment for around $50 million. Ketchup CEO Gareth West expressed excitement about bringing this perfect blend of nostalgia and modern storytelling to audiences. Starring John Cena and Lena Condor, the film is set for a long-awaited release in 2026, following significant production efforts and passionate dedication from its cast and crew. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American entrepreneur and business magnate, Elon Musk. And he said, "Some people don't like change, but you need to embrace change if the alternative is disaster." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.